Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday morning, the 28th of October, 2021. And sometimes so-called science does not impress me at all. I went to that doctor yesterday, and he wrote two prescriptions, one for antibiotics and another one supposed to open up my prostate. And I had a more horrendous night since I took those two pills than I have so far. Hence, why go to the doctor if they're going to do more damage than they're going to do good? Now, the guy was nice. He seemed to know what he was doing, but obviously he didn't, or I would have got some respite from this so-called antibiotic and this other medication. And he made me promise that if I didn't feel better within 24 hours, I'd check myself into a hospital because he said I'm in danger of losing a kidney. Well, am I to believe? Am I to believe someone who has no success so far with my physical condition? Am I going from the frying pan into the fire by checking into a hospital? They got a procedure they go through with people that have acute bladder problems, especially if it's considered, heightened. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do, to be honest with you. But it just shows me how man thinks he has all the answers. He thinks he's got all the answers, and he just doesn't. Only God has all the answers. Man puts himself up on a pedestal, takes on these fancy titles, wants to make you think that he has all the answers regarding your health. And I'm worse off this morning than I was 24 hours ago. So, anyway. Down through history, we see when men try to put themselves up on a pedestal, God brings them down to the ground. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I did all these things. Look at the pharaohs. God says, for this very purpose have I raised thee up, so that I might show my power throughout all the earth. Look at different people now through history who have been exalted above measure. And they were mere men. Thomas Jefferson was a mere man who rejected the gospel. John Adams was a Unitarian who rejected the gospel. Benjamin Franklin rejected the gospel. Charles Finney rejected the gospel. Adrian Rogers rejected the gospel. And so many other modern-day Arminian teachers have rejected the truth of God's Word. They want to exalt man and exalt man's abilities. when they start trusting in man's abilities, they're in trouble, big trouble. Well, I'm glad that we can trust in God. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Don't put your confidence in princes or in kings. A lot of people have put their confidence in Joe Biden. What a joke. A lot of people put their confidence in Donald Trump. What a joke. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning, is that we cannot trust in the arm of flesh, but we must trust in Christ alone. May the good Lord be with this day is my prayer. God bless.